While some Democrats booed or shouted out lies as the president spoke, others refused to even attend the address. Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly attended, but he says President Trump failed to reach across the aisle.
He never looked at the Democratic side of the aisle. And you could see for yourself, Democrats almost never provided any support for anything he had to say. You know, we certainly supported honored guests and their contributions to the country, but in terms of him and anything he had to say by way of a plan or program or principle,
Virginia Republican Congressman Scott Taylor says Democrats are being petty.
Resisting is simply protesting. It's not performing for the people. So I just think it's doesn't make any sense. It's pretty stupid.
Taylor is a veteran and represents many of the Commonwealth's military installations and soldiers. He says Trump laid out a great vision, and if enacted, it will benefit Virginia.
It was everything that I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear about what he did. I wanted to hear about what he's going to do. And I wanted to hear a tone that was going to bring people together to move forward on common things. And obviously, she was. You know, I knew that he was going to speak strongly about veterans and our military. So I think he hit it out of the park, man.
But with a hyper-partisan Congress, it remains to be seen if the president will see many legislative accomplishments during this election year. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.